Earth and Sky.
Well, as you say, I study black holes, which are really wild objects.
You're listening to UCLA astronomer Andrea Ghez, who was awarded a $500,000 Genius Grant in 2008 from the MacArthur Foundation. Ghez is known for her research with the 10-meter Keck telescope in Hawaii.
And this amazing telescope has allowed me to study the stars at the center of our galaxy. And by measuring how these stars orbit the center of our galaxy, just like planets orbit the sun, I've been able to prove that not only that supermassive black holes exist, but that one exists at the very center of our galaxy.
That black hole has about 4 million times the mass of the sun and an event horizon that's only 10 times the sun's radius. Ghez said one of the keys to her research was developing ways to correct for the blur caused by Earth's atmosphere.
And this is very much like looking at pebbles at the bottom of a stream, where the streaming motion of the water makes it really hard to get a good picture of the pebble.
Ghez got a better picture of stars 26,000 light years away at our galaxy's center by shining a laser into the sky to create an artificial star as a reference.
I'm really thrilled to have these MacArthur funds to allow me to really take a look at taking some much larger risks in my research.
One project Ghez is involved with is to build a 30-meter telescope. More at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.